Okay, we are in Simen Chaf Hei, and we are up to Sif Yud Beis. Sif Yud Beis. Let's see. Im Meniach Tefillin Kama Pamim Vayoyim Tzach Levarach Aleim B'chol Pam. A person puts on Tefillin several times throughout the day. Every time they put the Tefillin on, they need to say a bracha. Not only that, Nishmatu Mim Kaimam U'memashmish Behem Lachzirim Lam Kaimam Tzach Levarach. So if the tefillin gets moved out of place, in other words, according to the Shulchan Aruch, and let's say a person is davening Shemoneh Esrei and they say Maidim and they bow down and their tefillin shel Reish moves out of place, so that it's no longer in the right place, or the same with the tefillin shel Yad, if it's Nishmatu Mim Kaimam and you put it back to place, Tzarich Levarich, you need to say a bracha. The imach the achas mehem yivarech kemeish miniach. So if you're putting one of them back, so you will make the bracha on that particular tefillah, either tefillah shel yad, tefillah shel reish, depending on what it is. We'll see. So this is already the highest level. I mean, the biggest chiddush. If you move the tefillin out of place, and you do it for the intention to put it back. So you had full das, so you were planning on putting you're moving out of place, but you're going to put it back into place, you still have to make a bracha. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, every time you move the tefillin out of place, it goes out of place by mistake, you put it on, and you have in mind to take it off, put it back on. And so in all these cases, Tzarech Levarech. Says the Ramah, the Yeshem Rim, Shalai Levarech, Vahachinahog, Ukamashin is Barla El, and Simen Ches. Meaning just like we saw in Yochas Tzitzis, person took the tzitzis off with the intention to put it back on again and so on. So you don't have to say a bracha. If it fell off, we said if the talis fell off, person wasn't expecting that, then we said you do have to make a bracha. You know, you sometimes see it in shul, a person's talis flips off and you just instinctively put it back on. You have to say a new bracha if it falls off.
Because there's no heads up adas.
Yeah, even though it's only in a situation where you had in mind to take it off and put it back on, but when it fell off and that was an unexpected removal of, then you would have to say a bracha. So let's see. Says the Mishnah Berurah b'chol pam, afilu im kishesilken hayadaiti lachzirim takeh. You had in mind when you took it off to put it back on. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, for sure, a person goes to be excused, goes to the bathroom, for sure you would have to say a new bracha. Afilu im li shina makoimei klal bin time. We saw there's the concept of shina makam. Shina makam is lav dafke din, which is limited only to hilchas brachas. We saw shina makam both by tzitzis and by tefillin. V'arumah b'samach palag al zeh. The im b'shas bracha yedaiti sh'achakach yisalka v'yachzor v'yanicha muchach medivya magen avram le'el in simen ches. The kuliyama ein tzach lachzor ulevarich. If at the time when you made the bracha, your das was that you're gonna take them off and you're gonna put them back on, then everyone would say you don't have to make a bracha. Now we're gonna see, it might depend. If you just want to take them off and put them back on again, I don't know, let's say you've got a cut on your arm and I don't know, you need to take it off, put a plaster on and put it back on, something like that. That's when we're gonna say, according to the Ramah, you don't need to say a new bracha. However, if you take them off to go to the washroom, and you're going to be 2 minutes and you're going to put them back on again, then we're going to see, even according to the Ramah, you will have to say a new bracha, because there you went to a place where you could not have worn your tefillin. So that kind of creates a real break and stoppage, like I'm now in a place where I cannot bring my tefillin in. So that's considered to be a real stop, right, a hefsek, which requires a new bracha.
And why do you make a chiddush between that and tzitzis?
Well, because
tzitzis, you could in theory wear.
Well,
not in those days.
Exactly.
Not in those days.
Well, even then, mi'ikradin, you could. Mi'ikradin, we're not to, but being that mi'ikradin, you could. So therefore, it's not considered to be as chadas. And we'll see. I believe there's even shitas by tefillin shel yad, which, especially if the tefillin shel yad is covered over, that you don't even have to take it off, mi'ikradin. Because if it's covered over, I think someone told me that Rav Shach, that was difficult to him to say if Yomav, and if he goes to be excused in the middle of davening, he wouldn't take his film. Shagat, if I'm not sure, I need to verify. That's what I heard. Al-Kabonim. So again, in the Mechaber we said, if you put it on several times a day, you need to make a bracha. That was number one. Number two, we said, if it's Nishvatu Mim Kaimam, says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Mishnah Brook, excuse me, Kasav Shla, now presumably the Shla is going even in the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, but he says that we're not knowing to be mavarech kishmish tumim kaimam mishum the peshas tefila mistama eine mesir daite mehem v'havi kechot senam naslach ziren. So he says that when during davening, I mean maybe this actually fits much more according to the Ramah, but he says that we always have in mind during davening, I'm going to be wearing my tefillin during Shacharis. I'm going to be wearing it during Shacharis. So that means if I happen to bump my tefillin, if I happen to, you know, it moves out of place or something, I'm definitely going to put it back to place because I want to wear my tefillin the whole davening. So it's almost like a person has a das that whatever happens to my tefillin throughout the next 45 minutes, whatever it is, I'm going to put them back to place. It's always like a pechina of holt and amanas lachzirin, which according to the Ramah, the pasuk ha'agav is some of the ein lachzul levarich. In Cain, Eisen Shaholchen, the Fa'amim Ad Chatzais, the Tfilin, Im Nishmatu Roy Levarich. So, in other words, this skin of the Shla only helps during Shacharis itself. But if a person wears the Tfilin sometimes for an hour afterwards, sometimes for 2 hours afterwards, whatever it is, but Lav Dafka, then we would say if it falls out of place, if it moves out of place, then you should make a new bracha. Even during the davening itself, if it accidentally goes out of place, which the Mechaber said in Ikra Din, you have to say a bracha, and it's not mashma that the Ramah argued on that specifically, on that first case. So therefore says the Chayadam, if you don't go like the Shla, and if you do say a bracha, loy hifsit. In other words, don't worry about, oh, Safik brachas lahakel, and you know, the Shla says you shouldn't make a bracha, and so on. Hamavarach lehifsit, if you make a bracha, lehifsit, that would be okay. There's certainly grounds to say you should say a bracha. And the Kalmakim nira dilemaid brachas adiv. So the Shulchan Aruch, but the Mishnah Berurah himself says that lemaid brachas adiv. So it comes out, halach lemaisa. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it seems to be, number one, if you put your tefillin on several times that day, you say new bracha, and that would be even according to the Ramah. If it's nishmatu mim kaimam umamashish b'am, then you would need to go and say new bracha. And the mashmos is that the Ramah is not arguing on that, but the Shla HaKadosh says, we don't do that, because there is a das to put it on the entire duration of tefillah Shacharis, and it seems to be that's the way the Mishnah Berurah is going. That's the way he's going. Then we said, what's Mim Kaimon? What was that going on? Right, it was Nishmatu Mim Kaimon. Dafka Kulon Eruban. That means that if it totally moved out of place, Al Miktasan after Tzarch Lachziran, Al Mekaimon in Tzarch Lachzulavarech. It's only if it totally moved out of place, but if it was just a little bit, then you don't have to say a bracha. This is even according to the Shulchan Aruch. So we said, we said that he ziza mim kaimim adaita lachzir miyad tzarech levarach. The third din of the Shulchan Aruch was if you move it out of place with the intention to immediately put it back to the right place, still tzarech levarach. Tekevin sheziza mim kaimim havi kimi shesirin megamri. So bottom line, the Shulchan Aruch is very clear. Anytime it goes out of place, for whatever reason, regardless of your intention, you have to say a new bracha. That is the Shulchan Aruch. Now the Ramah came along and said, no. The Yeshirim Shleilavarech. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kev and Dehizizin Aldas Lachzar. You moved it for the sake, or with the intention at the time, to put it back. Mashain came Benishmatu Ma'atzman. Amrin and to take if shenishmet as the lay mitzvah, which is similar to what we saw in Hilchos Talis. If the talis fell off, it fell off without your das, it was inadvertent, then we say you need to say a new bracha. The same thing over here by tefillin. That's the reason why the Ramah didn't disagree at the beginning of the simon. But in this case, if you had in mind when you moved it to move it back, I don't know, like let's say some people who are very makbid not to say any divrei chulin in a tefillin. Which mikradem, you're supposed to be very careful when you're wearing tefillin. There's a strong lashon in the Rambam when a person's wearing a tefillin on your head, like it's, you know, like at a different world, you're like connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So people are machmir not to speak in their tefillin. So what do some people do? They, you know, they stick their fingers underneath the tefillin shal roish to make a hafzik. Why? Because it's like I'm not wearing it now. It's genuine, like I'm not wearing it now. So if you do that, but your intention is, okay, I just need to say this bit of divrei chulin, that is brentzach, you know, I mamish have to say this. Yeah, exactly. And then you put it back into place. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, you have to say no bracha. But according to the Ramah, being that my intention was to move my tefillin out of place, so to speak, for, but I have in mind to put it back, then you wouldn't say a new bracha. The Ramah would also disagree. If you had in mind when you took it off, you're immediately going to put it back on. They would also disagree. That filo im shina mekoyimai b'intayim, also upaske achrenim kain, not to say new bracha. Dim loy hayu b'dayti lachzir miyad rak la'achaz man. Person had in mind, I'm taking my tefillin off, and I'm going to put it on later on. Afilo achakach lov shem tekef. Even if he changed his mind and said, you know what, I'm actually going to stay in shul for another half an hour, I'm going to learn. Why didn't I learn in my tefillin? Chaparayim on the mitzvah. Oy shayu b'dayti lachzir and tekef. So he originally had in mind to put them on right away, but he delayed and delayed and delayed, and lamaisi he was mesiach das meantime b'kolia mitzvah lachz levarach. And here's what's also quite relevant for us: the chayin im cholzan lichneis lebeis hakisei afilo hayadayti lelavshon takeif tzarach levarach b'kolia alma. That is considered to be a hafzik. If a person needs to pass wind, and you're not allowed to when you're wearing your tefillin. So again, that is a situation where I cannot wear my tefillin now. So whenever you're in a situation where you absolutely must take your tefillin off, that now necessitates a brand new bracha. That's considered to be a new wearing of your tefillin, so to speak. We said back in the Mechaber, Mishu minyach tefillin shol yad uveirach ubetchilas hahiduk nifsik hakesher shol yad. So a person is placing the shel yad on, and as he's attaching it at the beginning of the hiduk, nifsik hakesher, the kesher snaps or breaks, v'hutzruch lasis kesher acher, and he now needs to make a new kesher. Amnim lahisiach daitoi, but he never has chadas, ein etzorech lachzu levarich, he doesn't need to make a new bracha. Meaning, just like this is true by other mitzvahs. I don't know, a person makes a bracha ala shchita, and you take the knife, and the knife slips out of your hand or something, and you need to sharpen it. You need to sharpen the knife now. Get a pegima in the knife. You need to sharpen it or something. You don't have to make a new bracha. You're still involved in the mitzvah. You weren't mesiach das. You're putting up a mezuzah, ligbe a mezuzah, and something happens, and you need to fumble around a little bit more. Don't speak. You don't have to say a new bracha. Ein etzar lach levach im huter shel yad kodem hanachas shel roish. And if the kasher of the yad, if it became loose before he placed on the his tefillin shel roish mahadkan, he can go and tighten it again. He need not make a new bracha. So he's completed the mitzvah, and then something happens which has kind of undermined the mitzvah. Now it's become loose again, so it's out of place. And this is again what the Mechaber said at the beginning of the sif. So then mahadik umavarich, because any time the tefillah shel yad, tefillah shel roish goes out of place, you have to go ahead and make a bracha. One can say a bracha on tefillin which are borrowed, but not on tefillin which have been stolen. Says the Mishnah Berura back in Sifkat and Memches. So we said a person is many tefillin shol yad ubeirach, and at the beginning of the hiduk it's nifsak. Shol yad vuadin betefillin shol rois dinahachi. The same din applies. We said, being that he was not Mesiach Das, v'afilo imsach b'intayim l'tzerach inyan, if he says, oh, my tefillin shal yad snapped, what am I supposed to do now? But it was a speech which was necessary, he's asking a shayla, that is considered to be a related speech. Eina hefzik b'di'eved, uklikamon kusam chzayin, ayin le'el simen ches, mishnah berurah, sifkat nechav ches. So we said, "Ein etzarch lachzul levarach." You don't need to say new bracha. The kevan delay nasa adain mitzvah nacha. You have yet to complete the mitzvah of hanacha. Nimtza delay chala adain habracha al shum mitzvah. The bracha which you have said has yet to crystallize on any mitzvah, and has yet to descend on any mitzvah. Vasiyas hakasher ein amafsik. The fact that you now need to go and make a new kesher, which, you know, this guy clearly knows how to make it a kesher from scratch, the fact that you're making a new kesher, kaven shum inyan ha-mitzvah, al kein chayil ha-bracha al hanacha shnia, that's fine, and the bracha will be chal on the second hanacha. A person has a tefillin, and the kesher has not yet been made. Uberach, va'asa kesher v'iniach, meaning, of course, you should make sure that you have made your kasher before you say the bracha, because you're supposed to limit the hafsik as much as possible. A person thought there was a kasher on the tefillin, he just takes the tefillin and he says the bracha, and then afterwards he realizes that there's no kasher. He needs to kind of quickly make a kasher. That is okay. That is not considered to be a hafsik. The b'di'avad shapra illa abrach she'asad asis hakesh in hafsik. Kamash medev v'shuchan orach. The imla acha shehidik ha'tfilin al azraya nifsik ha'kesher tzarech lachzer ulevarich. It's mashma if after you were mahadik the tfilin on your arm, meaning so you made the bracha, you put it on your arm, you completed the mitzvah, and then it subsequently snaps, the mashmol says then you would make a new bracha. Why? The kfar nigma mais ha'mitzvah, because Lamaisa, you have completed the mitzvah. So now you've completed the mitzvah, and then it's kind of moved out of place, or the mitzvah stopped. V'havalei k'nishmatu mim kemam. It's like a case of nishmatu mim kemam, d'tzach levarach kishim achzirim, o canal. Fine. Good. V'achroinim cholku al zeh. V'achroinim, who he says, is the Taz, the Gra, and the Prima Godim. V'achroinim cholku al zeh, v'kosvu d'kevin d'birkas lahaniach sh'birach k'edim hanachas shol yad koi gam al tefillin shol roish. Being that the brach of lanech is going also on the tefillin shol roish, like we saw earlier, k'dis la'al, in kain kol zman sh'lehiniach tefillin shol roish adayin osuk b'mitzvah hashayich la'is ha'bracha. V'le nigmar adayin ha-mitzvah sheberech alav ad shinech gam ha-shal roish. Meaning, until I have placed the tefillin shal roish on my head, I'm still involved in the mitzvah. It's not pshat that once I put the tefillin shal yad on, I mahadik it, I tighten it, and then it snaps. So we said that you have to make a new bracha because you've completed the mitzvah. I'm still within the mitzvah. Just like when I put the tefillin on and then I realize the kasher hasn't been done, so I can go ahead and make the kasher because I'm still involved in the mitzvah and the mitzvah hasn't properly been chal on what it's supposed to be chal. So even once you put the tefillin shal yad on the zroya, you're mahadik it, and then it snaps, say the achroidim, I still haven't completed the mitzvah because the bracha is going on both the shal yad and the shal rosh, even according to Bnei Ashkenaz. So the bracha of Lanech is actually going on both. It just happens to be that you make another bracha, but the bracha is still going on both.
If the kesher wasn't there when you made the bracha, wouldn't it be a bracha of atala? You're not spilling.
Well, there wouldn't be a bracha of atala. It's just that it would be possibly analogous to a case where, I don't know, let's say you make a bracha likibaya mezuzah, and then you realize you don't have any nails.
Yes, you haven't got a mezuzah.
What's that? No, you haven't.
I'm saying, in this case, you haven't got the mezuzah.
No, you have the bias, you have the ritzuah, you have everything, but you don't have a way of fixing it to your arm. I don't have the nail to fix it to the door. So I quickly go and get a nail. Here, it happens to be slightly more complicated, I have to quickly make a kasha. But Al-Kabbalah and the Achronim are saying that this is considered to be them still in the middle. Al-Kain, therefore says the Mishabruk, Kamei behutar kasha shal yad kodem anachah shal roish. Just like in the case where the kesher shal yad gets undone before the hanach shal reish paske shochnach the einet zech lach so the varech, because you're still in the middle, who had the nami im nifsika kesher gamkin einet zech lach so the varech, you also wouldn't need to because you're still in the middle. You're still in the middle of the bracha. So basically, whilst you're still in the middle of the bracha, then you never need to make a new bracha. I've been mahadik it, I tighten it, I have to put it down on my head, I've completed the mitzvah. Then we would say it's Tzarach Lach Tzarach Varech. When would you have to say a new bracha? You realize that there's no kasher, and you're not able to do it, and you need to go to someone else, and you need to say, look, I don't have the kasher, I made a mistake, would you be able to do it? So he says, that already is considered to be a big hafsek. That would be similar to the case in Simon Rejvav Sivav, which if you're in the Deir Shu footnotes 57, he says, Shemavur Sham Shemisha Notl Pri Biyade Ubirach Alav V'Nevad Mimenu. Person takes an apple, says the bracha bar priyates, and all of a sudden it's gone. It's nowhere to be found. The natal pri acher, and now he has to take another pri. Tzarch lach so levarach al pri acher mipnei shuli hoisa daiti olav b'shas habracha. It's mamish like this is really like a brand new situation, and therefore a person would not be able to be yotze with the original bracha. Fine. So the kids of all of you, we'll stop here. We've said, number one, in the Shulchan Aruch, he is very machne. Any time a person either puts on the tefillin again, you had in mind, it got knocked out of place inadvertently, you were mazes mimkaimam with intention, with the intention of putting it back immediately, in all cases, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you need to say new bracha. The Ramah doesn't argue in a case where you put it on several times a day. He doesn't argue in a case if it got knocked out of place inadvertently, but the Shlah says no. During Shacharis, the person's das is, I'm going to be wearing my tefillin, the whole Shacharis, and therefore it's like a case that I'm possibly moving it out of place for the sake of putting it back on, and therefore the Shlah would say you wouldn't have to. The Chai Adam says, not so simple. Because it's one thing to say, if I have in mind to do that. But here, it's more like with your talus also, you have in mind to wear your talus the whole chakras, and still we say if your talus falls off, you have to make a new bracha. So you can understand why the Chai Adam says, you know, someone who says the bracha in that case, loy hifsid, because it's not so poshut. And certainly in the case where a person takes the tefillin off, al das to put it back on again, like the case where the fellow needs to, you know, hop a quick schmooze, because whatever, we would say in that case you don't need to say new bracha. The exception was if a person goes to be excused where you must remove the tefillin, then we would say you make a new bracha. Okay, we will pick it up tomorrow.
Within the flow, you said that if after